This is 91.9 KVCR. Good morning. I'm Ken Vincent. On most Fridays, we speak with Cassie McDuff, former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR contributor. We're going to review a couple of the big news stories around the Inland Empire over the past week. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
Should say more than a couple. We've got four stories here, so let's get started. First of all, Riverside Metropolitan Museum is going to shut down for 3 years for remodeling. I think the first question that I asked you was revealed to you my confusion between the Riverside Art Museum and the Riverside Metropolitan Museum.
Right. The Metropolitan Museum focuses on natural science and natural history of the region, kind of like the San Bernardino County Museum, does, only on a little bit smaller scale.
Okay.
This does not affect the Cheech Marin Museum, which is coming, and that's separate. That's going to go into the old library building, all part of that downtown nexus close to the Mission Inn. The Riverside Art Museum, the Cheech Marin, which will be coming, and then the Metropolitan Museum across the street.
Mm-hmm. Talk about the remodeling.
Well, a museum consultant as well as city staff recommended that the museum get a big overhaul, kind of an update. They said it needs to be more appealing to modern audiences. And so the city staff recommended the best way to do that, kind of clear the decks and close the museum for 3 years. Now, many members of the library board and members of the public thought it's not such a great idea because 3 years of school kids will not have their class field trips to the museum. And another concern, of course, is that if you close it, it'll never reopen. City staff assures that that's not the case. It's simply a chance to retool.
Okay. Next, Santa's Village has gotten the green light to operate year-round in the San Bernardino Mountains.
Right. This is a major expansion. This is that Christmas-themed village that a lot of people have childhood memories of up in the mountains.
And it actually was closed for several years, and then it just reopened recently.
Right. It reopened in December. And now the owner, the developer, has asked to be allowed to expand it and turn it into a year-round attraction. And the County Board of Supervisors this week said yes. The first thing that's going to happen is they're going to add a 200-space parking lot, including parking for recreational vehicles and camping. And they plan to have that in place by the fall. And then they're going to have a recreation area for people to kind of learn about the ecology of the mountains and the importance of, as the developer said, taking the trash out after they've used the area.
Mm-hmm. When you go to Santa's Village, I mean, let's face it, it's Christmas-oriented. So what does Santa do in the summertime at Santa's Village?
Ken, it's Christmas in July.
Okay.
Ken, let me mention one other part of this project that's kind of a step forward, and that is that they're going to set aside 30 acres for preservation of some endangered species which live up there in the mountains, including a snake, the rubber boa, and the flying squirrel, the San Bernardino Mountains flying squirrel, as well as some spotted owls. And so at least one environmental group hailed that as a good piece of progress.
That's interesting. A new mission for Santa's Village for the 21st century.
Absolutely.
Okay. Next, City of Upland will disband its fire department and join the San Bernardino County Fire Agency.
Well, cities are looking for ways to cut costs. Reported on the controversy in Hemet when there was a proposal to disband the fire department and join County Fire, Cal Fire. As you'll recall, San Bernardino City, as part of its emerging from bankruptcy, disbanded its fire department and joined County Fire as a cost-saving measure. And now Upland, this week, the city council, after a very tumultuous council meeting at which many people opposed disbanding this more than 100-year-old fire department, the city council went ahead and approved it. One of the reasons it was controversial is because it involves a $150 per parcel annual fee that will be added to people's property tax bill to pay for joining County Fire. This was an annexation that had to be approved by the Local Agency Formation Commission, and property owners and voters could have overturned it if 50% or more had issued objections, but they fell well under that margin. I think about 12% of registered voters and 13% of property owners protested. So that wasn't enough to stop this.
Okay. So Upland will be part of the County Fire Department.
Yeah, beginning on July 22nd.
Okay. And finally, toll lanes are coming to the 10 through San Bernardino County, the 10 freeway, we should say.
Correct. From the LA County line out by Pomona all the way through San Bernardino County, a 33-mile stretch, there will be those express lanes that we've all become familiar with between here and Orange County. Mm-hmm. Those are going to be added to the 10.
Are they going to take existing lanes, therefore sort of cutting the capacity of the non-expressway traffic? Are they going to build new lanes?
No, they're actually going to be adding two lanes. The purpose is to relieve congestion, so it'll leave the general traffic lanes and that carpool lane in place, but people who are willing to buy a transponder and pay that fee, they'll be able to use the express lanes.
How long until, when does it start? When's it going to be done?
It's going to be built in two stages, and the first stage is expected to start in late 2018.
Okay. A ways off yet, but in our lifetime, that's good. we shall see.
Correct.
Cassie McDuff, thank you.
Thank you, Ken.
Cassie McDuff is a longtime Inland Empire journalist and a regular Friday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. This segment is made possible by the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers.